the world of Nowruz. Dear friends, starting today, you're going to hear a special series called The World of Nowruz. This series is going to make you and us familiar with a wide expanse of countries where Nowruz is celebrated with a variety of ceremonies and customs. Stay tuned for further on Nowruz celebrations in Iran, India, Pakistan, and elsewhere. Stay with us. Nowruz has a record as old as the written history. It has been blended with the life of Iranians for thousands of years. This ancient feast has its roots in the beliefs and myths of ancient Iran. Poets and writers of the 4th and 5th centuries AH, like Hakim Abulghasem Ferdowsi, Unsuri, Biruni, Tabari, and others, whose historical and mythical sources surely belong to the pre-Islamic period, maintained that Nowruz had begun since the era of Jamshid's kingdom. Nowruz is a day on which Jamshid, the mythical king of Iran, triumphed over wickedness, darkness, ignorance, and oppression, and started his rule. Since then, people have called the day Nowruz, meaning a new day. Nowruz has remained through different rules and religions. Nowruz coincides with the first day of spring, exactly the time of the vernal equinox in the northern hemisphere. Before the coming of spring, Iranians bustle to get ready for welcoming this ancient feast. People in different cities, towns and villages clean their streets and neighborhoods, make special preparations for Nowruz, the Iranian New Year, and enjoy the festivities. The special spread or tablecloth called hafsin is spread with items that symbolize different aspects of life, wealth, well-being. In Iran, as it has been said several times, the main items of this spread are seven things starting with the letter S. They are sib or apple, serkeh or vinegar, somagh or sumac, samanu, which is a kind of pudding made of wheat germ, senjed or Russian olive, a type of fruit, sekeh or coin, and sir or garlic. Iranian families get together at the time of tahvil sal or the turn of the new year, and wish health and happiness to each other and all fellow humans. The elders of the family give presents to the younger ones. These presents are called AD. People visit their relatives and friends. Nowruz holidays are 13 days in Iran, and the last day is celebrated as a day of nature, on which people try to spend the day outdoors in parks, forests, mountains, etc. Iran is a country with a very ancient history. The original area of the Iranian culture was very vast indeed, extending from west of China till Anatolia in the west, from the Indian subcontinent and Afghanistan up to Mesopotamia, and from Xinjiang and Central Asia to the northern slopes of the Upper Caucasus and Asia Minor. It encircles Iran as the cradle of the Iranian civilization. Nowruz is one of the main symbols of this cultural expanse. Nowruz is celebrated in no less than 12 countries. India is one of these countries. It may seem difficult to imagine that once all religions and ethnicities in India used to celebrate Nowruz. The fact of the matter is that the Mongol rulers of India, who had subjugated many countries, were absorbed by the Iranian culture and art and they themselves tried to expand this culture. Nowruz, the Iranian New Year, is a manifestation of Iranian culture spread throughout the realm of the rain. Indeed, it was the Timurid Mongols who promoted the Nowruz tradition to the whole of India. King Babur, the founder of Timurid dynasty of India, who lived from 1526 to 1557, and many other kings of the dynasty, were very interested in different customs of the Iranian culture and civilization. This love of Iran caused the Timurid rulers to place many Iranians at key posts of the military and the court. Thus, some of the Iranian culture and civilization became popular, like Nowruz feast. Kings like Babur, Humayun, Akbar Shah, and Jahangir Shah were very effective in the spread of this culture. Babur, whose full name was Zahiruddin Muhammad Babur, was born in Transoxiana, which was one of the main cradles of the ancient Iranian culture and civilization. His father, Omar Sheikh, was a learned man with a special liking for Persian or Farsi literature and history. Hence, Babur had a close relation with the Iranian scientists and elites. Moreover, he married one of the descendants of Shahabuddin Ahmad Jami, called Mah Begum. Another Timurid king of India, Humayun, was another Mughal ruler who was born to an Iranian wife of King Babur. Humayun was also very fond of some of the manifestations of Iranian culture and art. Humayun traveled to Iran in the era of Safavid rule. His trip had coincided with the Nowruz celebrations. After returning from Iran, he gave residence to literati, writers, artists, and elites who had migrated from Iran. However, one of the most important Indian kings who played greatly in promotion of Iranian culture and civilization was Akbar Shah. Nowruz festivity used to be celebrated at his royal court for 19 days, and the king himself would grant public reception so that people could visit him closely. In the 28th year of his reign, he announced the solar year and Nowruz as the beginning of the new calendar. Akbar Shah put the names of the calendar exactly the same as the Iranian names. He just added the epithet Elahi or divine at the end of the solar calendar names. Continued through the Timurid dynasty and the uninvited British rule in India. While setting the official holidays in India, the British considered the turn of the year as a feast and one of the official holidays. But in spite of all these historical roots, owing to the severance of the royal support, Nowruz gradually faded away in India and was no more considered a national holiday. Currently, the Parsis of India are among the ethnicities which celebrate Nowruz in India. Parsis are the people who had migrated to India more than 1,000 years ago. They mark Nowruz festivity like Iranians, but with less profundity. They clean their houses in the morning and Nowruz and make the house fragrant with frankincense. Parsis decorate the entrance to their houses with plaster, as they believe that this will draw the guardian angels indoor towards the fireplace. After the Hafsin custom, they go to the fire temple to conduct the religious rituals of Nowruz. Then they get together with relatives and friends and hold a feast. Although Nowruz may not be as prevalent in the Indian subcontinent as in the past, it has impacted the culture of the Indian people, and the people, especially Shia Muslims of India, deem it very important. Nowruz is highly esteemed by Indian Shias, particularly those of Lucknow and Kashmir. They perform special prayers and pay visit to their relatives and friends. Nowruz is holy amongst Indian Shias because, according to Islamic texts, many important events had occurred on this day for the prophets and imams. It is believed that the father of the human race, Prophet Adam, peace be upon him, was created on this day. Eid al-Qadir al-Khum, the day on which, upon a divine commandment, the Prophet of Islam, Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, officially designated his son-in-law and vicegerent, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, as his vicegerent and infallible successor, had coincided with Nowruz. That's why some Indian Muslims fast on this day and take part in special worship of the day, which is a two-rak'at prayer. They also decorate their houses with lights, recite panegyrics about Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, and donate to charity. Pakistan is another country in the subcontinent where Nowruz is celebrated. Pakistan was separated from India in 1947, but geographical borders couldn't change traditions and customs easily. Nowruz is also called Alam-Afruz in Pakistan. It means the newly arrived day. It is a day that illuminates the world. As spring draws near, many celebrations are held in Pakistan. Nowruz is not a national feast in the country, yet many families mark Nowruz. They clean their houses like Iranians, put on new clothes, and pay visit to their families and relatives. The Nowruz customs are very interesting in the west and northwest of Pakistan, as they are observed with special rituals. In some regions of Pakistan, Shia Muslims put 7 kinds of food at a tablecloth. Furthermore, Shia families wear new clothes, go to the holy shrines and imamzadas or tombs of descendants of the Holy Prophet, and hold religious ceremonies together. One of the attractive traditions in Pakistan is a feast which is held for one-year-old or younger children. All families whose children see the first spring of their life participate in the feast, whilst the elderly give pastries to children, wishing them prosperity and good health. This tradition is held in many regions of Pakistan. Next time, we will talk about other countries where Nowruz, the Iranian New Year, is celebrated. Until then, goodbye and God bless.